Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm delighted to be joined on this morning's Ours to Protect by George Quirk. George, you're very welcome along to the programme.
Thanks, Edna. Thanks for having me.
I hear lovely birds in the background there, and that's why I asked you to have a chat this morning. I suppose you live off-grid, you call yourself a custodian of the land, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that and explore how you live your life.
Yeah, clear. Yep. What would you like to know?
So tell me, I suppose, firstly, what does a custodian of the land mean?
Firstly, in a way, I suppose I don't know if I've given myself that title, but it's been one imbued on me, but I'm glad to wear it. For me, I suppose, what my intention or what my mission is in my life is to try and enhance the land. I'm lucky I live on the land of some of my ancestors, and I want to live there. I want to live in harmony with the land, and I want to leave the land a better place than it was when I got there, in a way that's harmonious with me living there. So the reason I chose to live off-grid, I suppose, it seemed like the most environmentally sustainable thing to do. Yeah, it means that I produce my own energy, the little energy that I use. I build using natural materials, and yeah, I suppose it's a self-sustaining place. It means that I'm not kind of, as much as I can, at least I still have a car and a few bits and pieces like that, but trying to keep the burden of me being a human and wanting to live as much on the land where I live as possible, you know.
Why is that so important to you, George?
Because I love the earth, and I love people, and I love animals, and I love nature, and I love trees, and I don't want to harm them. Like, if we love anything, we don't want to harm it. We want to enhance it. Like, any person or any animal or ourselves, if we love anything, we want to try and enhance it or give it the best life possible. And it's the same for me, for the earth.
How widespread is this message amongst your peer group and family and friends?
I suppose I'm part of communities. There is a wider Irish community of people who are seeking to live closer to the land, who are seeking to connect more to nature, to find peace in nature is a really, really big one for a lot of people now. That's the main driver for so many, to be able to go to places in nature and find peace there, connect with trees and beautiful places, to eat wholesome food that they grow on the land themselves. A lot of people are starting to struggle with the speediness of the world now, and technology and all that that brings. We get so entangled in the world as it is of you know, the financial side of things and work and duty and so on, that it can be difficult to kind of just step out and do what we maybe really want to do.
Yeah, I mean, there is that element of overwhelm, I think, from modern life, isn't there? And just kind of trying to switch off and reconnect is really important. You know, if this is something that people are interested, living off-grid, being more sustainable, generating their own electricity insofar as possible, where would you advise people to start?
That's a tricky question. I suppose I'm quite lucky that I have kind of an engineering brain, so I often learn things the hard way, in the sense that I haven't read too many books or been to too many places or anything like that, and it was just a natural progression for me. Yeah, I suppose the first start is to go and just walk the land, get out into nature and see what you like, where you want to be, connect with yourself and ask yourself questions about what do I want in life, or where do I want to be in life, or who do I want to be surrounded by, or, you know, when you die, what legacy would you like to leave? Yeah, I'm starting to think about that more. I probably would like to leave the earth a nicer place for people coming after me. So in answer to that question of what people can do, I suppose there's groups online, Off-Grid Network, I think is one on Facebook, and there's a book I have called The Hand-Built Home, which is really beautiful, about building structures from clay, which a lot of our ancestors did. Yeah, going to visit places like Clock Jordan, the Hollies in Cork, there's, you know, those are off-grid communities down there as well, where they're producing their own electricity and building places from natural materials as well. Those are good resources, the Hollies and Clock Jordan, and yeah, just even being inspired in the Wexford Heritage Park.
And for people who might want to have a check-in with you and find out how your day-to-day life goes, is there anywhere they can find more information? I know you're very involved in your community locally.
So I have an Instagram page, which I hope to become more active in. I go down certain little pathways on that every so often, and it's called Supreme Art of Living. That's an Instagram page I have, and yeah, in the summer when I get out on the land thing, I'll be starting to post up a few little snippets on there.
George, thank you so much for your time this morning and for having a chat with us.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.